Christmas song. Wanna be dancing all night long. It's cold outside, but it's warm in here. And that's the only thing I want this year. DJ,
what the
play
fuck? What the fuck? Oh, dude, you can't break the time continuum like that.
Dude, it's Christmas! It's Christmas!
Get the fuck
away!
The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Well, well, well. Welcome back to episode 78. This time, lo and behold, in the town this boy grew up, Rezekne, Latvia. And actually, you know what? Let me paint the picture for you. Dāmas un kungi, pareizs laiks ir kaut cik pēc 11. vakarā. Laipni lūgti atpakaļ uz mūsu radio šovu Globāli Lokālais FM. Un šodienas epizode kur nekur Rēzeknē, jeb citiem vārdiem sakot, pilsētā, kurā uzaugu es. That's what your average Latvian would say, or rather radio host of Latvia. But because we are in Rēzeknē today, let me do a proper intro in the local dialect, namely Latgalian. Veči i bobes, jauņi i vaci, ir tiku pēc 11. vakarā, nu ir laipnīgi lūgti pie mūsu sātā. Šodien mūsu radio šovs Globāli Lokālais FM Latgaļi sirdī. 78 epizodes, nu ir baidzūt man sagoja. Pamunam viss priešai. Es te tagad varu pīzemuļdot malnu i muti, i itī divi kadri nikū nesaprasi. Bet nu labi, mūsu sātā visi draugi slādzu kūkoja translēti rotpakoļ. And now, for the final time, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Global Local FM, episode 78, this time in Latvia, and most importantly, Rēzekne, otherwise known as the city in the heart of Latgala, and above all, my hometown. Jens, how you doing?
So, I don't know what good. You said there, but then when you said that, my guitar turned into a cat for a second, and then turned back. So...
what?
I found your, birth address and your resignation letter from... The startup you worked at for your first year, and that's how I ended up here. I don't know how you guys came here.
Oh, shit. Well, Jesus.
I thought this would be an exciting time to announce that Rudy's going to be doing the rest of the episode in Latvian, and we're just going to have to guess what he's saying and react appropriately.
This reminds me of the one, for the ladies and gents who don't know, we once in a while dabble in some gaming experiences. There's this game, Phasmophobia. You don't have to know what it is, but it's proximity chat. You speak in the game to each other. And Henry and feel free to build that name out or not, Sid, once were like, yo, we should play together, and everybody speaks in their own native language. And then that specific game was just 15 minutes of complete, utter bullshit nonsense. Nobody understood anything. And that was one of the worst ideas we've ever had.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I had a good time with it, and I would still stand by that. It sounds like a really funny idea.
Bro, we devolved into, like, what was it, like, basically Ooga Booga, because at some point nobody was understanding anything.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So
yeah,
to,
right.
to get something done,
right.
It was like,
you know, as a dear friend of mine once said, two native languages, mashallah, brother.
Yes, so true, bestie.
And what's more mashallah than Rēzekne, Latvia?
That's so true.
All right, so I've prepared a couple of facts about it's actually pronounced Rēzekne. And I've got a couple of facts
oh
to go through.
Oh my god.
and Rudy told me before the episode that he's going to really scrutinize these facts and make sure that...
Oh yeah, I did say that.
So I'll say these facts and then you can fact check me right after that. Sound good?
Watch me as I know nothing about my own hometown.
Okay. So, Rēzekne, or as it's locally pronounced, Rēzekne. Hey, it's Rēzekne. it's located in Latgalia, which is the easternmost region of Latvia.
Yeah, that's correct. In Latvian, it's Latgale, but I think that Latin and English is Latgalia.
Yes. I saw it kind of, I don't know, the English, it came up as Latgalia, so I just went with that.
Yeah, that
It's the seventh largest Latvian city by population, but That being said, it only has about 25,000 and it just goes down pretty quickly, like population size. Yep. So, that's fine. How many people live in Latvia, Rudy? Genuine question, because I didn't look it up.
Last time I checked, like 1.8 million-ish, I think.
Yeah.
All right. I always keep hearing the statistic of like there's a bit over 2 million in the world of Latvians.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of us don't live in Latvia.
Right. Would you say that you don't live in Latvia, Rudy?
I would.
That's very astute.
Yeah.
All right. Rēzekne started as a castle on a hill, thrown of which are still around today.
More of a arch left. Yeah, I've been on it. Like, as in, like, you. Okay, no, I haven't been on it. Please don't come after me. But there's been things that I've seen people go on top of the arch and climb there. Somebody put a chair once there.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's nice. Okay. Rēzekne has no recognizable features in Euro Truck Simulator 2, much to the dismay of Rudy.
That's true.
So just for context, Rēzekne is in Euro Truck Simulator 2, and I was playing this with a friend where we were driving around the entirety of Europe, and when we came to Latvia, we got Rudy on to have a look, and he said he couldn't recognize any features there.
Yeah, no, it was like a generic city. I don't even remember the street like was correct, like the street view.
Yeah, I think it was just like a generic city basically, which was a bit of a shame because we kind of built it up as well to be exciting. Anyway, Rēzekne was recognized as the youth capital of Latvia for 2026. Rudy.
Was it?
It is. It's going to be. So there's going to be like events in Rēzekne around that.
Well, shit, on my way with the youth.
I've got a couple more. Daugavpils, which is the largest city in Latgalia, from what I could see, is often seen as a better city than Rēzekne, and many residents of Rēzekne strive to be more like the people of Daugavpils.
You say things like that more on this episode, and I'm telling you, you're actually going to receive death threats from Rēzeknians.
Look, this is just a fact I read online, so you're supposed to tell me if I'm wrong or right, you know?
Well, I'll tell you this. When it comes to, how do I say this? Cultural and political tensions between Rēzekne and Daugavpils. There's history, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And just in case anybody starts to come for me, I was just having a laugh, all right?
It's not that deep. You're okay. You're okay.
All right. Here's another one for you, Rudy. Modern-day Rēzekne is known for its outgoing nightlife, known as the Star of the Night in Latvia. Each weekend, many partygoers visit the city to rock their socks off.
Uh-huh. 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 Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's the hometown I know.
Yes. I mean, see, Rudy's okay, from there, and he's the life of the party, so there's no doubt about that.
So true.
That's true.
Who the fuck, by the way, is actually living the life of the party? Because somebody's literally doing fireworks by my house right now. Like, this is just a crazy coincidence.
Oh, fuck, it's always celebrating.
Okay, and then lastly, I've got several notable people. Actually, I should say, for people that don't know where Latvia is, it's like in Eastern Europe, in like the Baltics.
It's like the hot dog Finland, of the hot dog.
I really like that, actually. That's a great image. Okay, so lastly, several notable people who were born in Rēzekne include, and Rudy, I want you to tell me if you know these, because I just took this straight from the notable people list.
Jesus Christ, okay.
Vladislav Kozlov, former football player for Liepāja, the football club.
Oh, you love that city name. He loves Liepāja for no reason. I don't know why.
Gunta Vaičul. I don't know how you pronounce that. A track and field athlete.
Vaičule?
Yeah, that would be it, I guess. Who has competed at the Olympics?
Oh, yeah. Holy shit. Yes. You know what? Crazy story. I know this person.
Oh, yeah?
Like she used to be in my folk dancing group.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's nice. Cool. That's notable enough.
Yeah, she's a runner, right? Runner.
Yes. So she specialized in the 400 meters sprint.
Yep.
And she was in the Brazil Olympics and several other events.
I was like, where do I know this name?
Okay, I'm happy that these are actually notable so that someone you actually know. And then finally, I've got Rudy from the Globally Local FM podcast, who has brought
actually
a lot
wrong.
Of fame and recognition to the city.
I was not born there.
Well, you're known as the star of Rezegne, according to Wikipedia, Rudy, so I'll just continue reading what it says here. So much so that a statue of him was erected in front of the Goris Cultural Museum. Mayor Alexandros Bartashevich was quoted as saying, and I'm gonna read a little.
Please,
I'm gonna read a little Latvian excerpt of what he said about me. So, forgive my pronunciation here.
What? Actually, you gotta read in Latvian.
Yes, Rudis ir spilgts piemers tam ka izskatas patiesi lefns Latvietis. Which, as I have heard, translates to English, Rudy is a shining example of what a true and proud Latvian looks like.
That was correct. The pronunciation was a bit more on the loose side, but that was correct, yes.
There you go.
Holy shit. Also, just for record, Alexandros Bartashevich is a very controversial figure right now in Rezegne. Uh-huh.
Yes, as I found out after I wrote this part of the intro.
For context, my man literally bankrupted the city.
So, but he's proud of you at least, Rudy. That's got to be worth
something.
Yeah,
that's true.
All right, well, that's it for my fact segment. I hope that was largely accurate.
100%
Oh, for
accurate.
Sure. Me and him go way back.
All right, well then, should we go on to the news?
It's time
for context before.
No, I guess not.
I was just gonna say that, like, for context, that guy was a mayor when I was, I feel like, in primary school, and he still is.
Well,
so there you go for corruption.
He was mayor, and then he got, like, kicked out, and then he was reelected, is what I read. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, because. I'm not going to go into the intrinsics of it because, of course, everybody views it differently. But essentially, he talks big talk, and a lot of, you know, like, retired people, let's put it that way, they believe him.
Mm.
Right.
But anyways, Sid wanted to tell you all that it's time for
the news.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right. Ready? Do you want to go first?
Yo, homies out there, look in. We can rig this. So, a little bit of context here. In Latvia, we have this thing called Latvijas Lepnums, which translates basically to the Pride of Latvia. It's not what you think it is, not necessarily. It is an award that people can get, and every year there is the award ceremony where a couple of folks go up and get their thing. Usually it is given to, like, a firefighter who rescued people or maybe someone who upheld the local community for a while. Basically, the idea is, if you think someone is super cool and should get an award for being a good person, you submit your proposal to them, and their committee then decides whether your, you know, candidate should get the prize. Well, as it turns out, and this is news to me, you can also get something similar in Rezegne, namely the Honorary Citizen Award. So, I say, why not put someone forward?
Oh.
Let's think. Uh-huh. For Honorary Citizen Award, out of the three of us, who would be the best? Because you see, I'm on the blacklist because I left, right? But you two never been there. So I feel like we're on the same level here. What would be your pitch? Why? What? Like, let's put it this way. Let's go one by one. And the other two will say, two, like, why would, for example, let's start with Sid.
Okay.
Henry and me. Why do we think that Sid should be, should get this award?
So we have to say why. We have to say why we think Sid should get it, or Sid should have to explain why he think he should have it over us.
No, I think we should say it because, like, the idea is that you propose a person to be awarded. You don't propose yourself.
Oh, I see. He's a goofy character. That's my first part.
Yeah, okay. That's for honorary citizen award. That matters. Yeah, you know.
He's very endearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
I would say that he could be like the, listen, Sid keeps bringing it up, but there's this one guy in Latvia who I think comes from India. I have never actually checked.
Oh yeah.
But he has apparently he's been grown like on TikTok. He's become very popular because he has learned how to speak Latvian pretty well.
Oh yeah.
And he sort of like explains the what of like. There, his perspective was always like, why the fuck does this word exist? You know, and then he starts like going through it and blah, blah, blah. But content is great, I guess. He's grown on TikTok like huge and blah, blah. Well, I'm saying Sid could be that for Latgalian.
Fuck yeah.
Even or as they say
in Latgalian, fuck yeah. I am still on my way getting there. I haven't learned it yet. But give me like 3 months and I will say it.
Sure.
I think.
Yeah.
How do you Sid say fuck yeah in Latgalian? Edits...
We don't.
Okay, well, that's a valuable lesson to have learned.
Baltic depression. Well,
let me see what Google Translate says, because as I found out, Google Translate actually has Latgalian in it.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So let me see what is fuck yeah.
That's what I'm going to throw into my next quiz that I recognize.
Okay, no. This is just taking a piss. I don't know that does not exist.
No, tell it to me. I will say it.
It's not even a thing that it put out. It's not a thing.
Oh.
It doesn't, I don't even know if there's a word.
So as I was saying, in Latgalian, fuck yeah.
True, bestie.
So I think Sid also deserves it because he edits a podcast which has a Latvian on it. And I think that's a pretty good connection.
I'm putting Latvia on the map.
That's true. Okay, moving on. Why should Henry get the word? Well, I think he knows pretty a lot about Rezegne right now, because he did all the segment sections. He even knows the boys down there, you know, like he knows the lads. Him and Alexander's the lads.
I did meet a couple of them when they were here, and they were nice to say hi to.
So true. He's basically one of the hood. He rocks up, and everybody's like, "Bratan."
The thing I know them best for is for having abysmal trip planning when they came over here.
Yep, that
Where
is
they
true.
Very
much
far
true.
Out of
if
town.
Those friends are listening right now, you guys, you are legends where I live right now. Because the way you planned that trip and how it ended, brothers, content for years. For listeners at home, the context is that, long story short, there was a lot of other adventures. But out of the three of them, one, they all arrived at the airport at the same time. One got on the plane, two stayed here for a while.
I don't know, just the whole thing from start to finish. I remember a couple days before they had to find, or was it not the day before they had to find a new place?
It was the night before their flight.
Yeah, so it was a bit up and down, but it was nice to see them here.
No.
My reason for why Henry should be nominated is on a purely vibes level. I feel like Henry would be popular with the Latgalian grandmothers.
So true. My grandma would fucking adore you.
Yeah, so that's my thing. He is a bastion of grandmotherhood.
I would
just a bastion of hood.
I would prepare a couple Latgalian phrases if I visited. Like, for example, I heard they say fuck yeah a lot. So I'd have that in my back pocket.
So true.
Okay, and finally, why would I get the reward?
Well, there's a statue of you outside the cultural museum, so like I feel like that's already pretty substantial.
That's true. By the way, for context, out of Gorse, the only thing that I can remember is a fountain.
I think you might know that there's a big ass parking lot basically on all sides, which I found pretty poorly designed, to be honest.
One side, and then a smaller one on the other.
So all sides, basically. Is what you're saying?
No, it's only one, because the other near the river, it's like a promenade. You can just walk there, and there's like cafe in the summer.
Mm. All right.
I will
See,
tell
he
you
knows,
this.
He knows a lot about Rezegne. That's a reason why you should get it.
I'll tell you this. Mm-hmm. The other parking lot behind the building, like closest to the river, basically, that's a good spot for people after midnight to go there with their fucking BMWs and do donuts and shit.
I think Rudy actually grew up. He was there for a big part of his life, which is a great quality. And I think the last and most important reason why I would nominate Rudy is because he's always so positive and talks highly about Latvia and Rēzekne as a whole. He really champions the little city.
So true.
Yeah, and when it comes to politics.
Whoa, Sid. Okay. right. I think next article, please.
All right. I will go, I guess. As they say in Latvian, padari mani mitru par naudu.
What did you just say? Say
I'm
again?
Really happy.
Please, okay. What?
But okay, let me try. Okay. Padari mani mitru par naudu.
Padari mani mitru par naudu?
Yes.
Get me wet for money?
Thank you. So
what the fuck?
Jesus.
So the Rēzekne spa is still looking for an investor. That could be you now.
Oh no, not this shit. You found it. Oh my god.
The Rēzekne
spa. This has been a new story for the past 5 years, by the way.
The Rēzekne spa center cost the municipality 12.5 million euros.
Although remember when I told you that Alexander's bankrupted the city? Guess with what it happened.
Yeah, this is my article as well. And I was like, this just seems like shambolic money management. You build a giant ass spa. You've got no one to run it. And then in the article I read that I'm assuming you read as well, Sid, is that they're hoping for this magic investor who's yet to be determined to also build a fucking large hotel next to it. It's like, what?
No, because like they say, it is estimated that the construction of a hotel with 100 rooms would cost around 10 million. However, an investor can also build a smaller hotel.
Like, the world is open. The world is a wide open pool of possibilities.
The whole process, guys, was shambolic because it's by a lake, which is like pretty popular for us in the town. So they like literally leveled a hill that was there, like a small mountain, right? They leveled it, built the thing, like the building is there, but it's completely empty because at the moment they built the shell of the building, that's when they ran out of money. And our boy that we talked about, you know why he was his thing? He was like, he's going to put the city on the map again or whatever the fuck, right? Of course, the building company was corrupted as fuck. Why? Oh, because it's his brother's company or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so he basically, you know, he built that shell, I think, I might be wrong in this, but he tilted either bird money or on European grant money, which was not allowed. And, you know.
Yes. So I did read that if the spa doesn't get occupied within the next 3 years, the 5 million euros of grant money they got from the EU will have to be paid back as well.
Man is going through like court processes day by day, and he's still the mayor.
Yeah, sounds like a really weird story. Because I was reading, when I was looking for news, I was just reading all of these like financial woes, and I was like, I wonder where that started. And then I came across this article of the spa, and I was like, ah. Ah, that explains it all.
Yeah. That's a true story. I can attest.
And this is why Rudy should be the mayor. I reckon yes. Rudy wouldn't have built a spa. And I think that's a shining example.
I would have built the 7th pizzeria or something. Because I don't know why, but we have a lot of those in Rēzekne.
All right. Should we move on to the ad?
Yeah, we should.
Let's go.
Vai vēlaties palielināt savu dzimumu locekli? Mums ir risinājums tieši jums. Some men carry a burden. A burden that is compact. Heroic, but discreet. Let's just say the economy size. But not in Rēzekne. No man could ever dream of suffering. Thanks to us, welcome to Maxim Stretchery. Using our patented strategic vertical encouragement, we gently persuade your rocket scientist to aim higher. Maxim Stretchery, where small beginnings lead to great growth opportunities and outcomes. come to our shop by Maserace de Iella, Rezegne, to make sure you can become a size queen. Or king, I guess. Rezegne, come for the culture, stay for the personal upgrade.
Dude, that's fucking
insane. That's a good ad.
Hey, that no, was that's a, hey, ad. That's a zinger right there.
And, if thank I, if I had almost, if I had 10 euros left, if I had almost no money left in my bank account, that's a product I would buy.
That's so listen, if I would have that product that was just advertised, you know where I would put it? In a spa.
Dude, if I had that product, I would actually be sleeping in Bolognese.
Oh, yeah. Content, guys, content. All right, I think right. It's time for us to put our eyes out.
All right, everybody. Close your eyes. You can do that as well if you want, simultaneously. And picture this. You walk through the city, enjoying all the highlights, from the cultural centers to the old castle ruins. After a long 30 minutes, you've visited everything. Everything except for one attraction. You head to the center of the city, where you have a bite and a drink at a local pizzeria, as I hear, before waiting for the ominous black bus. This bus takes you to see the most famous local religious figure, but you cannot know where he is and where that is. As you enter, you are blindfolded, disoriented, and knocked out. After a few minutes of travel, you come to, and you finally arrive at Rudy's house. Alright, now you just have to make a good impression. As you enter the house, you see Rudy sitting on a throne, looking down at you silently. You say, "Hi Rudy! Hey, say, has anyone ever called you like Rudy, like the word rude with a Y?" You're not graced with a response. Instead, he gives you the thumbs down as if you were a gladiator fighting in the Colosseum. Before you know it, you're knocked unconscious and taken away again. It seems that this was not the first impression that you were hoping for. As you regain consciousness in the town center, you think to yourself, "Man, what a stressful experience that was. If only there was an operational spa around here that didn't cost 12 million euros. So if meeting a superior being is high on your bucket list, then seeing Rudy in Rezegne might be your next visit.
By the way, because you were reading, you did not see, but when you said you can also throw it back, I did throw it back. You didn't see it.
That's nice.
When I tell you it was going in and out of frame, that was crazy.
I was basically, you see the bunk bed behind me? I was going up and down that, full on, bouncing up and down fully. Anyways, all right, ladies and gentle fucking men, it is time to go low damn cow. Now, first thing you need to know if you want to fit in Rezegne and Latvia in general is this. There are two options. You either sing or you dance. And no, you do not get to choose the genre, it's folk. Because, like it or not, society will judge you for it. You can sing, lovely, to the choir you go, have fun. Like dancing, nice, find yourself a group and gallop away. None of those, disgrace, immigrant, might as well be criminal, most likely an alcoholic already. Next up, a boy, let me tell you. No one has to say this more than I do, a BMW. You want to feel seen or in fact be left alone by the local gangs of high school kids? Yeah, high revs and the occasional story of you driving into a ditch will do that for you. And finally, let me tell you, we are very international. You speak English, but none of us do. Not a problem. Hey, you speak Russian and we frown at you? Not a problem. Why? Because whatever problems you might want to voice, we can all meet midway. Latgalian, which you can either learn, because for some reason we have gone as far as to have Google Translate recognize Latgalian, although literally every single town speaks the dialect differently. No, really, only approximated 37 people of Latgale actually speak the dialect, so that would be less than 100,000 people. Or you can go fuck yourself. Yeah, Latvians are really into preserving tradition. Jokes aside, to sum it all up, if there is one thing we Latgalians are known for, is that we always welcome everyone into our homes, no matter who you are. On the overall backdrop of typical Latvian coldness, Latgalians always stand out as the most rambunctious bunch, so fret not, friends. The only thing you should be worried about is your waistline. We tend to overfeed our guests.
Alright, sounds
they
nice.
Say, fuck yeah.
That's why it's the party center of Latvia.
True.
If I become mayor of Rezegne, I will make the official like city slogan, fuck yeah.
Please do.
That's really good, like, Sid. I think like, you should run.
I'm gonna do like a promotional campaign where I get all of the grandmothers together and they just go, fuck yeah! Straight into the
camera. I think we'll have to whitewash you a bit, but...
Damn.
I'll fit in a washing machine, it's fine.
Because this is a true story, by the way. There were some point, because we have a... Well, now I think it's under a different one, but university in Latvia, right? Or like an academy. And at some point we had some exchange students. I believe they came from India I think it was in India. And they, well, probably didn't help their reputation, but they had their own, like, they were never studying. They opened their up business. They opened a kebab shop. And there were, I believe, four of them. The whole town knew which four, and they all, like, it was like a known thing. It was as if people had never seen anyone of color. It was not necessarily racism, but it was just like the thing of like everybody knew of them.
See, that's good. That makes you very electable, Sid.
Exactly. Like, oh, Sid will immediately be put up there on the map.
And like, they'll know you as a sweetheart, like you are, so they'll vote for you immediately.
Yeah, like, I don't need social media to get my message across. I have word of mouth at lightning speed.
There you go. There you
Alexander
go.
Wishes he had that.
Exactly.
all right, local business.
Right, go on. I'll go last.
Okay, I'll go first. It's working off of my keeping an eye out. It's the man himself, the Rudy Meet and Greet House. Visit Rudy's parents in the summer or over Christmas to meet the man himself. When you knock on the door, Rudy is legally bound to come out, sign your t-shirt, and take a picture with a forced smile. Rudy, please now provide the address where they have to visit.
I'm trying to remember any street that is actually not the address.
Sorry, we can just bleep it out.
Because you know what? There was a split second where I almost just started saying it. Anyways, for my local business, I recommend visiting the Latgalian Embassy Gors, which is predominantly a concert hall, but also houses a cinema, has frequent art exhibitions, and was also the place I used to train for my folk dancing. It is the cultural place if you are an enjoyer of that kind of stuff.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as the mayor of Rezekne...
This has progressed fast.
Did you know that Rezekne is a special economic zone? It is the best place for your business. With tax release of 80% relief on corporate income tax while paying dividends and 100% tax relief on real estate tax, which provides up to 60% return on investment costs made. Rezekne has accessible and ready-made infrastructure for your business to get built now. Please become a part of Rezekne now. This is from... I don't know. I found a website for the Rezekne Special Economic Zone.lv.
Holy.
Now, here's a great place to start a spa.
Yeah. There you go. Right, Henry, go ahead.
Local radio. I couldn't find anything playing Latvian music, so I was going to ask Rudy, is that a common thing or not really at all? Probably not, I'm guessing.
I think you just wouldn't find those radios. There's a lot, actually. I would say the majority is Latvian music, but we actually, you would know because you know a bit more of German culture, so maybe you can help me explain this. In German, they have those radio channels or just the type of music called Schlager, I believe, right?
Yes.
In Latvian, Schlager is also a thing. And those kind of radios exist, but I think they would just not be on international radars.
How would you explain that type of thing? I actually don't know how you would. I don't know how you would really describe that kind of music.
It's like country music, but European version country music. Because like when people say country music, you imagine like Western America. But for those listening, imagine sort of like semantically equivalent of country music in Europe.
I think that's actually probably the most accurate way to explain it. It's kind of hard to describe, but what Rudy said, like semantically similar in that sense.
Yeah.
Yes, I do usually try to look for those radios, but I couldn't find it. So in this case, I'll just have to defer to Rudy for a better recommendation. But in the meantime, you can listen to Radio SWH Rock for rock tunes.
SWH. My mom listens to that one.
I would like to recommend the...
Happy to hear.
The Latgolis Radea.
Latgolis Radea.
That's what I said. for real Latgalian music, or so I think, I could not find anything that's actually playing any music from here. Oh, okay. But I was Latgalia, no. Woo, fuck yeah, as they say.
True, because for my suggestion, naturally, Latgalis Radio, which is the most listened to radio this side of Daugava, where the folks blabber about in Latgalian. It's a big station. I think, though, they predominantly are an online station, I think. But I might be wrong.
All right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to episode 78 of Globally Local FM, brought to you by Tom of Huzzah! If you have any feedback or want to buy a spa building, because we already pre-built that for you, please refer to our new mayor, Sid, over there, which you can find, by the way, where?
Hey! You can find me in Resigne, in the embassy building, doing a folk dance.
So true. He's fully integrated by now, and you will find the content to see all this, because I'm going to live stream this on my Instagram at 000REDYS000, so 000000s. And whilst the two of us will be doing that, Henry will be...
I'm going to be sorting through my investment portfolio to free up some money to invest in a spa to the tune of, might I add, about $30.
That's fucking cool. You know what? Best of luck for you. Without further ado, we will see you next week in...
In Dakar, in Senegal.
Woo!
There you go. Guys, how are we going out?
See, the thing is, I think, in the spa, you should, put some oil in there, and then we should try getting in that, and maybe setting it on fire so we explode and land in Senegal.
Hell yeah.
You know what? Coincidentally, we already did that for one of today's episodes. So how about we oil ourselves up, which we also talked about coincidentally, and we just slide all the way to Senegal like penguins.
It's going to be a painful slide. Yeah. Going to need a lot of oil for this one, lads.
Open the bucket, brother.